This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Hoteliers will be required to comply with labor standards to qualify for concessions. The Winston Scott Polyclinic to reopen on Monday. Some charities report an increase in requests for assistance. And Venezuela and Guyana reach an agreement. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Hoteliers will soon be required to sign and comply with a new national agreement if they are to receive concessions from government. This was revealed by General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore, during a rally for tourism workers at Solidarity House last night. The union has been advocating against what it says is mistreatment of workers in the hotel industry. Ms. Moore said that the framework will mirror the proposed collective bargaining agreement that has been under negotiation since last year, which aims to strike a better deal for tourism workers. She explained that employers will be monitored by government to ensure that they are complying with the agreed standards.
When they get concessions from government, that is taxes that they're being exempted from that can plug into the economy to help an entire country. So really, it is from us that they are benefiting. But if you can get these concessions, these are the minimum standards now that must be put in place, and they will not have to be monitored by us alone, but they will now have to be monitored by the Ministry of Labor and the Labor Department and the Ministry of Tourism as well, because it is the Minister of Tourism that signs off on these concessions. So that if they are not walking right, if they're meeting those minimum standards, all it has to be done is fly, and the Minister of Tourism can honor any concession for them.
She said the document will go before Parliament by the end of January to ensure workers can benefit before the winter season ends.
We have insisted that all the legislative work and so on has to be completed so that it is before Parliament by the end of January. It is tight, but it is the most reasonable position that we would allow, so that by the 1st of February, this thing could be up and moving. So it means now that over the next 2 to 4 weeks, we have to be working through the details, just transferring those elements of the collective agreement that will be the elements monitored in the national level agreement. We expect that there will be a signing between the BHTA, the BWU, and the government of Barbados on this thing next week.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore. The Winston Scott Polyclinic is expected to reopen on Monday. Word of this came from Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Waldron, during a tour of the facility by the NUPW and the Unity Workers Union. Just a week ago, nurses and other staff walked off the job in protest over a series of issues at the Gemmins Lane St. Michael facility. Mr. Waldron said they intend to tour the facility on Sunday to ensure that everything is up to standard.
Progress was made in terms of cleaning and the provision of certain equipment, including adjustable beds, but there's still a need to complete certain areas like electrical outlets and further cleaning, and therefore, given what we have seen management has agreed, along with the union, the NUPW, that it would be more prudent to look at reopening on Monday and continue to clean from now through the weekend to ensure that all the matters are addressed in terms of the cleaning issues and issues raised by the nursing staff and other staff.
Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Waldron. Meantime, General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, says while he wants to see the facility reopened, he will not allow his members to work in poor environmental conditions.
I want the clinic open. I don't want my nurses dead, because we have had too many instances of nurses getting sick in the workplace. From conditions in the workplace, and nobody acknowledges it. It is employment injury, and they don't treat it as such, and you get work out here. And when they get sick and they cannot work and they have additional sick time, they don't pay you. And right now, even though the law requires that they're going to pay you for a year, these people start cutting out your money already. So I am not going to expose them to that. When I ask them to come out here, they are not walking off the job, mad people. They're authorized by their union to take industrial action. And that's what that was last week.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. An agreement has been made between Venezuela and Guyana following peace talks over a territorial dispute. This came hours after discussions were held in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to try to de-escalate tensions between the two countries. Venezuela has laid claim to the Essequibo area, a vast border region rich in oil and minerals that represents two-thirds of Guyana's territory. In a news briefing following yesterday's meeting, Vicentian Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves outlined some of the agreements within the final joint declaration.
Guyana and Venezuela declared as follows. One, agree that Guyana and Venezuela directly or indirectly will not threaten or use force against one another in any circumstances, including those consequential to any existing controversies between the two states. Two, agree that any controversies between the two states will be resolved in accordance with international law, including the Geneva Agreement dated February 17, 1966. Three, committed to the pursuance of good neighborliness, peaceful coexistence, and the unity of Latin America and the Caribbean.
Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. The Welfare Department is assuring clients that checks for the first half of December have already been issued and should soon be received if they aren't already in hand. Chief Welfare Officer Deborah Norville issued the statement against the backdrop of a viral voice note alleging that a welfare client had no money and nothing in the house to eat or drink.
Welfare checks for the month of December, dated the 1st and the 15th of December 2023, have already been issued and clients should have received them or will receive them very soon. The next checks to be issued will be dated December 29th, 2023 and are for the month of January 2024. Please also note that in an effort to ensure that all welfare clients are accommodated during this festive season, food vouchers are given to those persons who request them as assistance and who do not normally receive cash grants. Notwithstanding this, every effort is made to accommodate persons who have indicated that they are in urgent need of a food voucher during this holiday season.
That's Chief Welfare Officer Deborah Norville. Two charities are reporting a significant increase in people requesting assistance. Members of the Eden Lodge Youth Charitable Trust and the Sandy Lane Charitable Trust revealed this following their Give Back program, where gifts and food vouchers valued up to $400 Barbados were given to several families. President and Chief Executive Officer of the Eden Lodge Charitable Trust, Dwayne Grisette, tells Starcom Network News they are overwhelmed by the number of Barbadians coming forward asking for help.
We have over 600 families, and the list is growing and growing and growing. On my way here, a lady met me to the back there by Care Shepherd. I was like, my constituency office had me on the list last time. And, you know, I ain't getting a call. I have a child with certain disabilities and whatever, and things are really hard for her. I said, to call the office, let me see what I can do. But, you know, it'd be holding out hope.
Pippa Callis of the Sandy Lane Charitable Trust says they too are seeing a steady rise in numbers.
The Sandy Lane Charitable Trust always, particularly at this time of year, I think since 2020, we have consistently seen an increase. Eden Lodge last year were 500 families. This year they're trying to help 600, and the list just gets longer and longer. The communities are trying their hardest. Trying to, from churches to schools, even the teachers do things like hamper drives, come to us looking for funding to buy the supplies. The prison association with families, the list is just endless.
Trustee of the Sandy Lane Charitable Trust, Pippa Charles. Recapping the headlines. Hoteliers will be required to comply with labor standards in order to qualify for concessions. The Winston Scott Polyclinic to reopen on Monday. Some charities report an increase in requests for assistance, while Venezuela and Guyana reach an agreement. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.